well, I feel a bit of a betrayer because I voted Labour for 40 years. My dad was, and my mother were both socialists, they're working class. We lived in an inner city area in Sheffield where everybody worked in the steel. And you probably know with Thatcherism, not only did she close down the mines, but she closed down steel as well. And that was devastating. That was absolutely devastating. All my family still live in Sheffield, so nobody will ever forget the 1980s and what it did to Sheffield. And it took a whole generation to recover. And it hasn't really recovered in a strange way. There's still part of the city that is incredibly deprived, poor, long-term unemployment. And it was such a devastating, hateful kind of politics. So there was never any question that I would vote Labour because that was the only opposition then. You sort of think about left-wing parties, but Labour was my childhood. I was a Republican by 14, so I was always Labour. And that carried on right up until Mr Blair came along and we gave him the benefit of the doubt for the first couple of years. And then came the Iraq War. And we all sort of stood there looking at each other and thinking, how on earth could a Labour politician go in with a right-wing Republican and start a war in Iraq? I was in the Million People March. It was a watershed for me. I resigned from the Labour Party. I never went back. It was a very sad time, actually. I felt bereft because of this lifetime's kind of commitment. But anyway, I had to start thinking then. I actually voted Lib Dem in 2010, like a lot of people on the left. But when they made that almost, to me, instant coalition with the Tories, I rang up their headquarters and gave their answer phone a right talking to. I said, don't you ever expect me to vote for you again. It was the most appalling betrayal I could have imagined. So they're finished as an alternative. So then, who do you vote for? I started voting Green locally and began to think about looking at the Greens more carefully and seeing that they'd widened their scope. I'm just thinking that we could go forward on that basis, and I'm very glad to have made the change.